Hey, welcome back. We got important breaking news to tell you about right now. NBC News is reporting that U.S. officials say their worst fears have been confirmed, that the Syrian military has loaded chemical weapons inside bombs. NBC says those same officials say that Bashar al-Assad's forces are now awaiting final orders to use those loaded missiles against Syria's own people. This video posted online, which we should say we can't independently verify, purports to show Syrian missiles that have been modified to carry chemical and biological weapons. Now, obviously, this is a sobering development, a situation that seems to be getting worse, you know, by the day. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr joins me now, along with CNN contributor and former CIA officer Bob Baer, and on the phone, CNN national security contributor Fran Townsend. Barbara, I know you're working to confirm this NBC report. How much would this development change the situation? I mean, if the U.S. military is going to act to prevent Assad from gassing his own people, it would seem if they loaded this stuff into weapons, the time to do it would be at hand.
Well, right now, I can tell you, Anderson, if this turns out to be true, even if not, the U.S. military, the CIA, in a full-blown effort to collect every piece of intelligence they can about what is going on with the chemical weapons and develop a targeting strategy if it were to come to that. So what are we talking about here, Anderson? They have to put together targeting options for the president. That involves the latest intelligence. Where are the chemical weapons in Syria? What would you do to attack them? What kind of U.S. bomber aircraft would you use? Do you know precisely where they are? How will you get that bomber aircraft past Syrian air defenses? And I think it's very safe to assume the neighboring countries, Israel, Turkey, Jordan, their intelligence services also working this problem around the clock. There is a lot we know. There is growing concern by the hour in the region, because if the Syrians use these kind of weapons against their own people, catastrophic. But if they also use them, these weapons, the plume clouds, if you will, can cross borders. Terrorists could get a hold of this kind of material if it's now out of secure locations and take it across borders into Israel, Jordan, or Turkey. It just doesn't get more serious than this.